These days, just pick your media. You won't find a place to hide. You'll find zombies rising from the dead to greet or maybe eat you. You can kill zombies in video games. You can read zombie poetry, watch Nazi zombies in the film Dead Snow. And if Bill Murray's your thing, well, you can wait for the fall when he plays a zombie in a movie with the oh-so-creative title Zombieland. Beth Accomando of member station KPBS reports on the invasion.
Pop quiz hotshot. What would you do in a zombie outbreak? Don't panic. We have undead experts Kevin Workman and Kirsten Elms here to help. Question number one, how do you become a zombie?
If you're bitten, then in a certain amount of time, you will die and then you will come back from the dead.
Correct. Second question, how do you kill a zombie?
By removing the head or destroying the brain.
Very good. Plus, you get style points if you dispose of them with a chainsaw.
Groovy.
And what do zombies need to survive?
Brains.
Brains only.
Yes.
Brains, good. But so are livers, hearts, and intestines.
Rule one for zombies, you have to want to kill people. You have to just want to rip someone's throat out. Doesn't matter if they're your mother or your kid. You just want to rip them to pieces.
George A. Romero defined the modern zombie in his 1968 film, Night of the Living Dead. Now zombies are mounting a full-scale invasion, shuffling aimlessly into every corner of our pop culture. At Borders, zombie literature runs the gamut from the Zombie Survival Guide to Pride and Prejudice in Zombies to Zombie Haiku.
My rigor mortis is mainly why I'm slower. And the severed foot.
Staring out from vacant eyes, these undead provide the perfect blank canvas for social commentary.
If you want to be able to tell somebody, hey, I don't like you and I don't like the way you're running the government, I don't like that your corporation's doing this. If I could tell it through a zombie movie, they're not going to care. They'd be like, oh, it's just a zombie movie.
Phil Luque points out that Romero uses them to comment on racism in Night of the Living Dead and then reanimated them in Land of the Dead.
Trouble?
In a world where the dead are returning to life, the word trouble loses much of its meaning.
These zombies raged against Dennis Hopper's George Bush-like leader. But zombies took on new meaning in Edgar Wright's Shaun of the Dead in 2004.
Our zombies are the metaphor for apathy. It's kind of like the great plague is laziness. So it's kind of almost like the zombies represent like sloth.
Look, okay, just get any blunt objects together, all right? If you get cornered, bash them in the head. That seems to work out. Keep together, stay sharp, and follow me.
Bashing zombies is a favorite pastime of video games, such as Resident Evil, Left 4 Dead, and Dead Rising, says Trent Reed.
Zombies aren't alive, so anything that you do to them doesn't really matter. You can kill them in the most ridiculous graphic ways.
And parents don't complain about the carnage, the way they did about killing hookers in Grand Theft Auto. Now, if those had been zombie hookers, it would have been a different story. And watch out for Nazi zombies rising from the grave in Dead Snow and Call of Duty World at War. But no matter what form these reanimated corpses take, just remember, aim for the head. For NPR News, I'm Beth Accomando.
And if a Norwegian Nazi zombie movie piques your interest, we've got a review of it and some clips. Go to our website, npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montagne.